Bad News Boss won't see me today. Electric Yellow has got me by the balls again. He's throwing dogs.
Hello, everybody. My name is John Diz. This is The Bullpit, episode number 175. It is Tuesday night, October 9th, 2012. We opened up the show with a band called Dead Ranch. The song was Electric Yellow. They're from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. And I think if Kurt Cobain were alive today, he would love that band if he ever heard them. In fact, I think Kurt Cobain was rocking out to that song, wherever he may be at this moment. That was cool. I usually don't play metal. In fact, when metal bands submit music to my show, a lot of times I reluctantly listen to it, let's just say that. But that song, to me, made up for all the shitty ones that get submitted. That was pretty cool. So coming up right now is a band called The Reveling. The song is The Great Unknown. They're from New York City.
Thank you. say what you state when you said it was made. Let's do it in the sun.
Yeah, that was Blood Drunk Shenanigans, my friends, the Blood Drunk Shenanigans from Nashville. The song was Do It in the Sun. That is from their most recent EP, which I don't have the name of in front of me right now. But what I do have in front of me right now is the number one edition, issue number one, of Bullpit Magazine, which just came out a week ago, and I ordered the first hard copy. And I got it today in the mail. So if you signed up to receive the magazine and receive updates about the magazine, you will be getting an email that has the link to get the hard copy. It turned out great. It looks amazing. I was worried about some of the photos being kind of not the highest resolution, but actually, everything looks really good. It's really impressive that print on demand looks as good as a magazine that you'd buy in the store. And Blood Drunk Shenanigans, there is a tour diary that their guitarist Rich wrote. And he did a great job about their touring story, some tour stories about their tour. And it's got comics from Adam Split. It's got a cover story about the Nuclears. Static People, 900 Pound Gorilla are also featured in the magazine. And if you go to bullpitrocks.com and you sign up, you get a free compilation. So I haven't really been promoting it other than mentioning it last week on the show because I wanted to wait and see what this print mag looked like. And it looks great. My friend Joey Mann, M-A-N-N, did an amazing job. And I think we're going to get started on issue number 2. And it's going to be bigger and better. So we have that to look forward to. So go and check that out. Also, coming up right now is a band called Ken Tizzard, T-I-Z-Z-A-R-D, with Bad Intent. The song is Feel a Whole Lot Better, and they're from Ontario, Canada.
Hello?
In the day we sweated out on the streets of a runaway American dream. At night we ride through mansions of glory and suicide machines. We're sprung from cages out on Highway 9. Chrome wheel fuel injected, stepping out over the line. Baby, this town rips the bones from your back. It's a death trap. It's a suicide rap. We gotta get out while we're young. 'Cause tramps like us, baby, we were born to run. Wrap your legs round these velvet rims and strap your hands across my engines. Together we could break this trap. We'll run till we drop, and baby, we'll never go back. Will you walk with me out on the wire? 'Cause baby, I'm just a scared and lonely rider. I wanna know how.
and the boys try to look so hard. The amusement park rises bold and stark. Kids huddled on the beach in the mist. I wanna die with you, Wendy, on the streets tonight in an everlasting kiss. The highways jammed with broken heroes on a last chance power drive. Everybody's out on a run tonight, but there's no place left to hide. Well, together, Wendy, we'll live with the sadness. I'll love you with all the madness in my soul. Someday, girl, and I don't know when, we're gonna get to that place where we really wanna go, and we'll walk in the sun. But till then, tramps like us, baby, we were born to run. Yeah, tramps like us, baby, we were born to run. Oh, tramps like us, baby, we were born to run.
My name, she calls, says, I wonder where have these 4 years disappeared to? Sure, it's trite, but screw it, call me corny. Best years of my life. That time flame burst, we started running from those phantom cops we call security. Then it sucked, but now we can't stop laughing. You became that guy in this year's story. The year of the freshman 15, the weight of your naivety, lost it all when we decided to build this year home for three. The bets we made on our unswept floors, the steps we take behind towel doors, turn off the alarm. Received a package, it's not money or that Western treat. Cut the seal to find this so-called paperwork. What the hell is TIAA crap? Is this what they call a midlife crisis? No, it's cool, I think I'm pretty ready. Won't forget these campfire moments and all that you've taught me.
Yeah, that was Dizzy Bats, Sundial from New York. Before that was Bob Forrest of The Bicycle Thief and Thelonious Monster with a cover of Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run. And we opened with Ken Tizard with Bad Intent Feel a Whole Lot Better from Ontario, Canada. Bob Forrest's radio show, I think, is no longer on the air, but I haven't checked in with it in a while. It was probably the greatest radio show out there for a while. I was hooked on it. And it was a weekly radio show that was broadcast online. I don't want to say where, but it's no longer there that I know of. I'm going to check in and check it out and see if he's back, but because they said he might come back. But it's interesting because they were at a studio at a commercial station that moved to the internet that went off the air, and he did it. And I don't know if they paid him or not, but they couldn't have been paying him that much. I heard Henry Rollins used to have a show on that station. He said they paid him like $50 or something ridiculous for doing his show. So I can't imagine they were paying Bob all that much. And he had two producers on the show with him. So I don't know, but I don't think it was about money. I think it was just about having access to a studio. And the funny thing about it, I love Bob. I mean, I love his music. I love his voice. I love his songwriting. I loved his radio show, but it sounded pretty shitty. I got to say, the sound of the show as it was captured in the downloadable version was terrible. And I don't really understand why not having that studio to work in made him not want to do it because it didn't do him any good because it sounded pretty bad. But it was broadcast live, so maybe the broadcast version sounded better. But I think he could do a great, even better sounding podcast out of his house if he wanted to put on a good show. And I mean, he had a lot of listeners and it seemed like a good outlet for him and played a lot of good music, told amazing stories. You can get the shows at his website. Look up Bob Forrest Radio Show and you can download the shows and check them out. And they're all really good. Once in a while, he wouldn't show up. So it's some of them you'll get and you'll realize that Bob's not there, but he has friends come in like Keith Morris and people like that, to guest host for him. It's really a good show. Okay. Next band up is called Breaching Vista, another Canadian band from Kitchener, Ontario. This is a song called Tap Tap. Tap tap to my good intentions. I'll never lose sight of what I've always wanted to do. I fell short of just a few inventions. Let myself out and let my curtains see. With the top, no. You can take a shot at my self-esteem, I tell you. No. You can say it again, you can say it again. Or you can say it again. You can say it again. Oh, your words are cracked and gorgeous like a loaded gun. And with your finger on the trigger, shots will knock your tongue. Simply thinking that you're better wasn't enough for all you bring somebody down. Well, my arm is made of gold, it's a plastic threat. So you'll never be another victim of somebody else. And you can scream it in my face, and again. But tap, tap myself a real invention. Finally got the nerve to say the things I've always wanted to say.
reason to thinking that you're better. Who wasn't enough, girl, you're putting somebody down. Well, I always been a girl that gets so blessed. The person will never be another victim. Oh, somebody else. Well, somebody else. Well, somebody else. When you need to cut the cord, something loaded and cutting. With your finger on the trigger, shots will knock your tongue. Simply thinking that you're better. Who wasn't enough, for you bring somebody down. Yeah.
All right, that was a band called Dret 75, D-R-E-T, capital D-R-E-T, 75, for those Field Trip with two P's in the word trip, Conversation Flammable from Phoenix, Arizona, and we opened up with Breaching Vista Tap Tap from Kitchener, Ontario, Canada. And I looked up Bob's show while we were listening to that those songs, and they took down all the archives. So I take it back. There's the very last show is there. And I don't even think he says goodbye on that show. I don't even know if he was on the show. But you could check out his last show. That's all that's there. That's a drag. Okay. So what do we have next? Another Canadian band. There's a lot of Canadian bands. A lot of Canadian bands that submit music to my show. In fact, the first two bands in this set are Canadian. The first of which is called Flamingo Bay. The song is Far From Below, and they're from Hamilton, Ontario. We'll be right back.
say. Light up in the streets for the clearance sales. Go to work, buy a house, never fails. The microwaves and televisions, picket fences, security systems. Step right up to win a trip. Don't worry about a thing, this has all been fixed. Don't want the sugar, don't want the spice, don't want the ordinary, everything nice. Don't want another day in this paradise. Where were you at the end of the world? Where were you when we started to fall? Where were you at the end of the world? Running the race to our new homes in outer space. Complete with a robot with nothing to worry about. Follow me to the land of the free. Don't want the sugar, don't want the spice, don't want the ordinary, everything nice. Don't want another day in this paradise. Where were you at the end of the world? Started to fall. Where were you at the end of the world?
All right, that was Shivering Timbers, Generations from Akron, Ohio. Before that was Michael Wood Band, End of the World from Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. And we opened with Flamingo Bay, Far From Below from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. That is the show. Thank you for listening. If you're listening on Podunk Radio, you can find archives of the show on iTunes and where else? Podbean.com, thebullpit.podbean.com, which is a page that looks like absolute shit. And I'm hoping to, at some point, get some help from Joey on that, because that's the worst looking page in the world. So I usually give the iTunes link, but there's 174 other shows to listen to if you go to Podbean, and they're all accessible there. Podunkradio.com runs the show every Thursday at 4:30. If you are not listening on Podunk Radio and you like the show and you want to hear more independent rock and roll, punk rock, indie, alternative music, you can go to podunkradio.com 24/7. They have shows kind of like this, maybe some not like this at all, but a lot of shows. They're always playing good music and have entertaining hosts, much more entertaining than me. I can say that because I've listened many times. So go there and check it out. And thanks to Podunk Radio for running the show. Go to bullpitrocks.com, sign up and get a free magazine and a free compilation, 10-song compilation, with some of the best songs that I've ever played on this show. I'm very proud of the record. It's a good record. So a lot of compilations are kind of just thrown together, but these were bands that I picked because I liked them a lot, and they all let me have my pick of the best song, not the best song, but what I felt was the best song for the compilation. And I spent a lot of time on the running order and thinking about how to put it all together. And so I'm very proud of how it turned out. You should go to bullpitrocks.com and get a copy. It's free. And you get a magazine. You can read about the bands and listen to them. And they're really good bands. So thanks for listening, and I'll be back next week. I'm going to leave you with the Quick and Easy Boys from Portland, Oregon. This is a song called The Letter. Talk to you next time.
From the start, we fell in love, now a broken heart. I should have known right from the very start.